You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hi guys, welcome to Liquidity and Liquor short clips. This time we're going to talk about amazing marketing tips that we can deliver to you. I was about to tell you the marketing about Badoo. I'm thinking I'm going to give you something else that's actually doable. And I know, I promise, and I will give it to you in the next one. So just before I get into the one I wanted to give you recently. So Badoo, by the way, is a dating app. And around 2006, 2007, they pulled this amazing marketing trick that is no longer possible. So I figure I'll tell you the story. But it's more inspirational. Yeah, I need to give you something more tactical that's usable today so it can be done. And I'll tell you what we did with BoxyCharm. And that was around 2015 when we had a platform. At the time, we used Magento. And it was possible for us to do it. So the way it was going on was that people would go and sign up. It was a monthly beauty subscription box. And we had people coming up, subscribing. And what we did was something that we did not actually invent. We were inspired by our competitors with Ipsy. But here's the challenge. So the concept was you come and you subscribe. And after you subscribe and you put your credit card and you take a beauty quiz and you answer a bunch of questions and you're so fixated on, just let me get the box. At the end, we would say, thank you, just join our wait list. But if you want to skip the wait list, just do a couple of steps. And then we would send you on a funnel to go and refer friends and just follow us on Twitter. Just follow us on Instagram. Just follow us here. Just share a link. And we would always do it. And then we would grow autonomously. So then if you get someone to subscribe.
To move up on the wait list.
Yeah. And well, you're going to not be on a wait list. Even if you're not, we would still go and still run your card eventually. But ultimately, all of them would do it because once you, there is that part where you came in, you put your credit card, that's it, you wanted that. Now you're on a wait list, fuck that. Oh, all I have to do is just click here and follow you on Twitter. Oh, all I have to do is follow you on Instagram and every time you would follow. Now, at the time there were API permissions that were eventually, those were changed, right? And we weren't grandfathered into those API permissions. I think that our competitor, Ipsy, bought, they had a guy named Simon that did an amazing job, and he bought some sites that had those API permissions, and they were grandfathered in, so he was able to use it, where you would click and right away you would get on the wait list. But I didn't have that. So then what I did was, and you can still do it, by the way, you tell them you have to do it, and you find out that about 80%, actually, when they click on Instagram, it takes them to a place and then they click it manually. 80% will still do it. They will still follow you, even if they don't have to follow you. They don't know that there is no way to actually track it. Yeah.
So you just put that as a call to action.
Yeah.
And they're checking out.
Yeah. Like today, BoxyCharm has a couple million followers now, right? But we had a community of about 2 million followers. And think later on, we actually innovated that. We would go and say, part of the wait list, we would say, okay, what, we would have a beauty quiz. And after, at the end of the beauty quiz, we would ask them, what platforms are you on? What do you use? And they would say, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is. And say, which one do you follow us? And they would say which one they do. And all the ones that they don't follow us, we would say, follow us. We would just ask them eventually. And we would find out that just by asking without forcing them, or you're not going to get on a wait list, you would still get about 80% following you. Now, why is it important? You have to understand. So that was a recurring revenue model. So yeah, people stayed with us in average about a year and 8 months, a year and 10 months, which is a long time. Every month they would get a box and people didn't want to leave. Some of them would stay for years. But at one point, they're going to churn. And you don't want the email address to be the only way to connect with them. So as we added text messaging and all that, you also want to connect with them via Instagram or Facebook or something else. And if they allowed you, that makes a lot of difference. The second thing we did was...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
We would have product reviews. So once you receive the product, you would have a review. And the review would say, how much did you like it? We had a bunch of questions about the product, which really helped us to actually optimize your particular box. So many people would do it. But what we would do is we would say... We would have an on-off button, and we would have an on all the time to share it on Facebook and on Instagram. And on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, we're talking back then in 2014, 2015, 2016, where those things were still relevant, but you still have a lot of stay-home moms using Facebook, believe it or not, and obviously Twitter. And you can get an API permission after the first time when they're trying to submit a review. It would say, do you need to give them the permission? Because it's already on. All you have to do is check it off. And you would be surprised. So now what happened is you would automatically post your review on Facebook or on Twitter saying, Jenny really liked this product. She, and then it would go back to our website. Now, did I have a system to go and ultimately check the conversion? No. My competitors had actually, Ipsy did. They were able to see all the way through.
But you have this running grew. For millions of people yes. at the same time.
Yes.
Auto sharing onto their own yes. social.
Yeah.
Which is actually, there's some wisdom there because I know a lot of businesses focus on, they build audiences, but then their main goal is to take the audience on social and capture the email address. Mm-hmm. But what they're not doing is if a customer has an email address, yeah. they're not prompting them. Constantly.
I was connecting with them as much as I can on social media. Would you believe that until I think 2019, we never really used emails to get people back in or to go and subscribe for something else? We never really touched our emails. Everything was on Instagram. Everything was on Instagram. So, and our engagement on Instagram was not even, we never.
You know your audience.
Yeah, we knew the audience and we never tried to sell anything on Instagram. We would just know how to position it. So I remember we brought in a guy and he said, I just sent an email blast to all our subscribers. And I said, you can do that. But many of them will cancel. But what we found out that, no, they didn't really cancel. And the open rate was about 65%.
Which is awesome, by the way.
It was like, yeah, it was like 700,000 people. Or 80. He told me, look, usually I give marketing tips. And those marketing tips, you know, I speak in conferences. And we're happy if it was like 5% open rate. You don't even have a chart to show the 60, 70% open rate. And I remember later on we did surveys and we would send surveys to a couple thousand people every day. What kind of box do you want to see and so on. The amount of people that would take 25 question quiz was 30%.
Now, okay.
So not open rate, just
a serious question. Serious question on that, because that's an absurd amount of questions. That's a lot of questions for any business. Why do you think you were able to get a 30% completion rate?
Because they knew that those products will be in the box. And every month you get products.
So you tied the survey to the product experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that if you give me the right answer, you might get those products or everybody else will get the right products. And then they would also post this on social media. It was a different experience. It's not like you're going... and Nike said, hey, can you take a survey about the shoes? It's not like that. It's you're part of a community and every month you're getting products and you're all talking about the products and if you can influence what products to get. And we would send an email and we'd say, please do not share this. This is a secret email. Everybody would share this. It would say, so we're going to another topic over here, but ultimately the idea was to make sure that it's going to be shareable all the time and everything, share. Whatever you have, share. So put a share button. Ask people, okay, you just subscribed. You get the box. We don't want to put you on a wait list. Do you want to go and follow our Instagram? Just ask them to follow your Instagram with a click. You would be surprised how many will do it.
Very smart.
And now you can go from Instagram, start showing them what's going to be next month, make sure the content is going to be good, so then they're going to see it all the time, go on your stories, good content, and another hook into the consumer.
All right. Okay, that's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.